Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It's Thursday, and I'm so glad that you're here. You can tell my voice is a bit raspy, and so to help me, David Holland's here with me in the studio. Dave, great having you here.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks.
We are about to get smacked. This is one of the big ones. This is one of the things that Christians sometimes don't agree on, the tithe.
That's right. It can be controversial, and people have opinions about this, but we're not interested in people's opinions. We're interested in what the Word says, and Derek's going to let us know today.
Derek does not mess around, man. He's going to slap it on us. And one of the things I want you to watch for, you who are listening today, is I want you to watch for the fact that many people try to dismiss the tithe because they say it's part of the Old Testament law, which has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Derek is going to show us that it actually predates the Old Testament law, and that puts it in a whole other category. You know what? I just want to be like Jesus, and I want to prosper, and I want to do His will and feel His pleasure. And so whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do. What I don't understand is why there's been so much controversy about this through the history of the church.
Well, I think because it's about money, and you know, that whole spirit of mammon thing, you know, it really gets people stirred up.
Well, and then Derek is teaching us that our money's connected to our hearts, so it could be that some resistance to tithing has to do with you know, where our hearts really are. But anyway, let's let Derek do the heavy lifting here.
Absolutely.
He's going to bring the word. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about how to put God first, particularly when it comes to the tithe.
In my previous talks this week, I've shared, first of all, that God has a complete plan for your life, and this complete plan includes your money. There are two essentials for finding God's plan for your life. First, surrender yourself without reservation to God for His service. Second, learn to think God's way. And I've warned you that unless you meet those conditions, you may hear this talk, but you will never be able to apprehend and apply the truth in it rightly till you meet those two conditions, surrendering yourself without reservation to God and learning to think God's way. Then I shared that God's plan for our life is summed up in one beautiful word, prosperity, which covers every area, prosperity of soul, body, finances, and material needs. Then a very important point, which many of us have overlooked, that our attitude to money reveals our attitude to God. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. You have to make a choice. And if you serve God, you will despise mammon. That's the evil spiritual power that manipulates men and women through money. Then I pointed out yesterday that God wants us to see our money as something holy. It's a complete mistake to think of money as something dirty or unworthy. Money is part of us. When we offer our money, we're offering a major part of ourselves to God. God wants it to be offered to Him as something holy, something that we need to offer in worship to God, and also that without this, our worship is not complete. God said to Israel, "No one shall appear before me empty-handed." And the psalmist said, bring an offering and come into God's courts and worship Him in the beauty of holiness. So bringing an offering is essential to access to God and true worship. Today I'm going to explain a simple way that is both practical and scriptural to put God first in handling our money. I pointed out that you have to do that. You have to seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness. You have to honor the Lord with your first fruits. The key word is first, all the way through. If you don't put God first, if you put money first, then you're an idolater. Well, today I want to explain to you a very simple, practical, and scriptural way to put God first with your money. And it is by consistently setting aside for God the first tenth of your income. And this practice is traditionally known as tithing, because tithe is the Old English word that is used in the King James Version for the tenth. So tithing is consistently setting apart for God the first tenth of your total income. And when you do that, you've laid a foundation for honoring God with your money. Now, this practice of tithing goes all the way back to Abraham in the Bible. Some Christians think that tithing was first instituted under the law of Moses. That is not correct. It's at least 400 years older than the law. This is what is written in Genesis 14, verses 18 through 20 about Abraham. Abraham had just won a great battle over some kings that had attacked, and in winning the battle, he'd gathered a great quantity of booty. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abraham, saying, "Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand." So Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, God's representative in the earth at that particular time in the life of Abraham, blessed him. And now how did Abraham respond? It says, then Abraham gave him, Melchizedek, a tenth of everything. He tithed everything that he had gained in victory to the priest of God, Melchizedek. Now, it's important to see that Abraham is presented in the New Testament as a father and a pattern to all subsequent believers. This is what Paul says in Romans 4, 11 and 12. So then he, that's Abraham, is the father of all who believe. And then he goes on to say in the next verse, he's also the father of the circumcised who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised, which is at the time that Melchizedek met him. So in order to be children of Abraham, we have to walk in the steps of Abraham's faith, and that includes handling our money the way Abraham handled his. And then it goes on in the next passage in Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. So Abraham is our father when we walk in the footsteps of his faith and when we have the same faith that he had, and that includes his faith in the area of finance and material possessions.
You know, there's really no way to get around it. The word tithe means tenth. It doesn't mean 2%, doesn't mean when you want to, doesn't mean when you feel good, doesn't mean when you have extra. It means 10%. And that's God speaking. That's not a prosperity preacher. That's not your pastor just making that up. That is the word of the Lord. More good stuff to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us today. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are learning from Derek Prince about how to put God first, particularly in our money. And it's amazing how many times in the Old Testament that the promises of God and the obedience of men were in some way connected to money. It's just central, and we ought not be embarrassed about it. Now let's listen as Derek really puts the word on our lives and teaches us how to put God first with our money.
So, Abraham is our father when we walk in the footsteps of his faith and when we have the same faith that he had, and that includes his faith in the area of finance and material possessions. And then we move on to the example of Jacob, Abraham's grandson. Genesis 28, verses 20 through 22. Jacob, because of the way he had tricked Isaac, his father, and also Esau, his brother, became a refugee. He had to leave the land of inheritance, and he went off to seek his fortune in Mesopotamia. And when he set out, all he had in his hand was one staff. And this is what Jacob says. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. This stone that I've set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth." That's tithing again. And Jacob said, that's the basis of my relationship with God. He provides my needs, and I, in return, give him back a tenth of all that he provides for me. And then we read Jacob's testimony 20 years later in Genesis 32, 9 and 10. Jacob prayed, said, "O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord who said to me, 'Go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper.'" Notice that key word, prosper. Then Jacob continues, "I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you've shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I've become two groups, two bands." He had tremendous wealth. He had a very large family. Every need of his had been supplied. What was the reason? His faithfulness in tithing. He left with one staff. He came back with abundance. What's the key? He gave God the first tenth of everything that God provided for him. Continuing on with this record of the tithing of God's people in the Old Testament, I want to point out now that under the law of Moses, the tithe simply belonged to God. It was no question. In Leviticus 27, verses 30 and 32, this is what the Bible says. "A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord." Notice that word, holy. The tithe is holy. Verse 32, "The entire tithe of the herd and flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod will be holy to the Lord." The entire tithe is holy to the Lord. Deuteronomy 14:22, God says, "Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year." Set aside a tenth. That is tithing. And then in the New Testament, and many Christians, I think, are not aware of this, tithing reappears in the priesthood of Jesus. This is unfolded in Hebrews 6, first of all, 19 and 20, where it speaks about the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. And it tells us, "Jesus, who went before us, has entered there on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." So Jesus is our high priest in the order of Melchizedek. In the next chapter of Hebrews, chapter 7, the writer goes on to explain the part that tithing played in the high priesthood of Melchizedek, or in the priesthood of Melchizedek, and in the high priesthood of Jesus. This is what he says in Hebrews 7, verses 4 through 8. "Just think how great he was." That's Melchizedek. "Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the plunder." Now then he goes on, "The law requires the descendants of Levi who become priests to collect a tenth from the people." That's the tithe. that is, their brothers, even though their brothers are descended from Abraham. This man, however, that's Melchizedek, did not trace his descent from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promise. Notice the emphasis all the way through on the tenth. Then it goes on, without doubt, the lesser person is blessed by the greater. So Abraham was lesser than Melchizedek because he was blessed by Melchizedek. And then he concludes, in the one case, that's the case of the law, the tenth is collected by men who die, but in the other case by him who is declared to be living. So the priesthood of Melchizedek is an eternal priesthood, the one who is in the priesthood never dies. And it states of Jesus that he's a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, he lives forever. And in his priesthood, there is included the fact that he receives the tithes of his people. So tithing has a continuous history from Abraham onwards, from Abraham to Jacob to Israel, and then in the ministry of Jesus himself as our high priest. When we set aside our first tenth, when we offer to Jesus our tithe, by that act, we are actually acknowledging, according to Scripture, that Jesus is our high priest.
You know, I don't think the Word of God could make it much clearer. Hebrews 7, verse 4 through 8 says that Jesus, as our high priest, receives the tithes. He receives the tenth of everything we have that ought to go to him. This not only predates the law, it's taught in the law, and it's confirmed in the New Testament. This is the Word of the Lord. This is a key to pleasing God, and this is a key to our prosperity and blessing. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today. We're so excited about this series that we're learning from Derek Prince. And in the studio here to help me process this is David Holland, who's helping me not only from his pastoral experience, but also because of my raspy voice here this week. So, Dave, thanks for being here.
Yeah, hi, Stephen. You're fit as a fiddle, but, battling some voice fatigue. So I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate that.
Do a little bit of the talking for you.
I appreciate that. Sound a little like Rod Stewart. But also joining us today in the studio are Zach and Angie Davis. Now, Zach's part of the leadership of Church of the Harvest in Olive Branch, Mississippi, also a worship leader. He's got some special revelation and insight on this whole issue of prosperity and giving. And as he sat down today, he said that his wife was much smarter, much more anointed than he was. So we're in for a real treat here, Dave. I think you and I'm setting them up and they're getting nervous here, but it's great to have them with us.
Absolutely. And he'll fit in with us, you and I as well, because we have the same problem.
Yeah, our wives are vastly superior to us.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks so much for being with us. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey, and particularly, you know, you've had a connection to this ministry from some time that sort of coincides with your connection with this ministry. Zach, talk to me about that just a little bit.
Well, the story doesn't start with me. My dad, Jim Davis, has been an avid supporter of Derek Prince for, I guess, around 30 years. And I'm not sure exactly how long he's partnered specifically, but my dad is such a huge giver. He just gives and gives and gives and gives. So I think one of the biggest parts of my testimony is just from a tithe standpoint, from the moment I had a full-time job, I've tithed. From the very, very first paycheck. And on top of that, my wife and I, Angie here, we have been had the privilege of giving to Derek Prince Ministries. I know me, before we were married, probably 6 years at least.
And Angie, as you guys have basically established your marriage with the principle of tithing in place, tell me a little bit about how that's played out. Has it always been easy? What have been the results that you've seen? What have you seen God do where that's concerned?
You know, really, I didn't come from a family that was consistent in that area, in tithing, but it was something that my husband and I just set up at the beginning of our marriage as a priority that we were going to do no matter what, and we just have, and the Lord has really blessed us financially, and we have never missed a meal, even though we might look like it, and you know, it's just been a real blessing, and it actually hasn't been that much of a struggle for us, I think probably just because we set our hearts and set our minds to do that from the very beginning.
Yeah. And were you familiar with Derek Prince Ministries when you guys got married?
I was introduced to Derek Prince Ministries through my husband at the time when we were dating. So before we got married, I did know about the ministry, and that's when I initially got involved.
Either one of you, have there been any particular teachings or streams of teaching that Derek has delivered through the years and in your marriage that has been particularly meaningful?
Well, as far as giving goes, I know I love what he says about abundance. I think it's perfect. And in our young adults group, when we teach them about giving, we always say abundance doesn't mean a fancy car necessarily. It doesn't mean a gigantic house. Abundance, all it is if I need $1, I have two, I have abundance. I know that's a big one.
Well, we certainly appreciate your faithful commitment to the ministry that you've exhibited over the years. It is the partnership of couples like you and individuals all over this country that have allowed us to continue the ministry of Derek Prince beyond his homegoing. It's a little unusual for a ministry to continue beyond the homegoing of the founder of a ministry. But you guys have continued your support beyond Derek's homegoing. So obviously there's something that you find that about the ministry that has kept you connected. And we thank you for that. We want to make everyone who's listening right now aware of the fact that we have a special thank you gift for those who do share a gift of support for the ministry. It's a special bundle that goes right in line with what Derek's been teaching today about your money and your finances and abundance and having a right relationship to money and to God. That special resource bundle consists of two products, a book and an audio CD. The book is God's Plan for Your Money by Derek Prince, of course, and the audio teaching is Christian Principles of Finance. Both will really, really help set you straight. And it's that special bundle of thank you gifts is available for your gift of $15 or more. You can call, and we'll love to tell you about it if you call us at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Stephen, it's been good to have these guys with us today.
You know, it's just great because I really want our audience to understand that this is not just a truth that preachers, you know, hold to and talk about and propound, but the whole idea of it is to work it into your practical life and live it on the streets, and that's what this young couple's done. I'm very proud of them and very thankful for the word of the Lord.
Absolutely. Zach, Angie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I do want to urge all of you who are listening to please log on the website at derekprince.org. And I think you're going to find that you can listen to these teachings over and over again. There are also other teachings that will change your life. And you'll also find out what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries all over the world. It's really good stuff. But that is all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.